Thank you, Jesus.
I read this scripture this morning and I believe the Lord wants me to speak it. It's from 2 Peter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace, special sense of spiritual well-being be multiplied to you in a true intimate knowledge of God and the Lord Jesus. For his divine power has been bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness through true and personal knowledge of him who has called us for his own glory and excellence. For by these things he has bestowed on us his precious, magnificent promises of inexpressible value, so that by them you may escape from the immoral freedom that is in this world because of disreputable desire and become sharers of his divine nature. For this very reason, applying your diligence to the divine promises, make every effort in exercising your faith to develop moral excellence and moral excellence, knowledge, insight and understanding, and to your knowledge, self-control, and to your self-control, steadfastness, and to your steadfastness, godliness, and to your godliness, brotherly affection, and to your brotherly affection, develop Christian love, that is to learn to unselfishly seek the best for others and to do things for their benefit. For these qualities are yours and are increasing in you as you grow towards spiritual maturity. They are to keep you from being useless and unproductive in regard to the true knowledge and the greater understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Don't go, Elizabeth. Don't go. Just hang on a bit. Hang a bit. How's Gary?
Oh, he's doing better.
He's doing better. What does that mean?
Oh, he's on pain relief. Managing on pain relief.
Let's reach out your hand. Father, we just hold up Gary to you. We ask your blessing. Continue to thank you for protecting him thus far. And we commit him to you, God. We ask for your richest blessing over him and healing to his flesh and bones in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Someone else got something to share?
Church, it's got to get to a point in our relationship with God when we stop asking him for things, but start saying, Lord, what can I give you? He's already given us every spiritual blessing that we need. He's already overwhelmed us with his blessings. We've got to say, Lord, what can I give you? How can I be a blessing to you? How can I further your kingdom on this earth? How can I live for you? Because we are dead. We died with Christ on the cross. So we are born again. So our lives, when we are saved, we have got to make a U-turn. We've got to stop living for us, but live for Christ. Because we are born again believers. So, Lord, how can I bless you? How can I live for you? And how can I further your kingdom on this earth?
Amen. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. As we humble ourselves in patience, clearing our minds, recognizing our need for God. I feel that God spoke this to me yesterday morning in that regard. The words of Jesus, the Beatitudes. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humbled, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. For God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Amen. God blesses you. With him, anything is possible. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Come on. We're on a roll. Hallelujah.
I was shown this week about Noah, and I saw it a different way. And when he was a human, so even though he had a lot of faith, he was, you know, he must have thought about a lot of things. But then he was told to come into the ark, and in New James Version, it says, God says, come. And he cannot say come unless he's already there. So God is saying this, people here that are feeling they've got a lot of big decisions to make and they're feeling alone, and God is saying, come, I am there with you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Look, we almost got there through our praise and worship. I felt like there was a praise time in the house. I felt like there was, we could have clapped, you know, a minute longer or 2 minutes longer, or we could have
put our masks on
and yelled. You know, we could have got there a bit differently, and we wanted to. And we wanted to. Let's just do it. Can we? We just put your mask on. You'll yell at a football match. You'll yell at the tennis on the TV. You'll yell at St. George, you poor thing. You'll yell at your kids. You'll yell at the dog. You'll yell at whatever. Let's give God something this morning.